From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. announces sweeping new immigration reforms. The Trump administration issued tough new orders Tuesday for a sweeping crackdown on illegal immigrants, putting nearly all of the country's 11 million undocumented foreigners in its crosshairs. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
The order sent shivers through U.S. immigrant communities where millions have spent years building families and livelihoods in the country, most of them from Mexico and Central America, who were seriously threatened with deportation for the first time in decades. Rights groups labeled the move a witch hunt, warning that mass deportations would damage families with deep roots in the United States and hurt the economy. But John Kelly, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, who issued the new orders in two memos, said they were necessary to address a problem that was overwhelming government resources. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the United States to have a balanced and far-sighted perspective on visas that enable thousands of skilled Indian professionals to work in the United States and sustain India's booming $150 billion software industry. The Indian leader made his call for an open mind on work visas at a meeting with a 26-member bipartisan delegation of the U.S. Congress, which is on a week-long visit to India. You can find out more on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International says political leaders around the world, including U.S. President Donald Trump, are creating a more divided and dangerous world with toxic rhetoric. In the London-based organization's annual report on human rights worldwide, politicians in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere are accused of creating an us-versus-them environment that weakens the defense of human rights. VOA's Greg Flakes has more from Washington.
The report titled The State of the World's Human Rights says politicians in various nations have answered legitimate economic and security fears with poisonous and divisive identity politics. Adote Akwe of Amnesty International USA says smaller countries often follow the rhetoric and policies of political leaders in large nations like the United States.
Not only is the rhetoric dangerous, but also the practice or the implementation of the policies also becomes a model for other governments to follow.
Amnesty International's report also expresses concern that countries that have championed human rights in the past may be turning a blind eye to atrocities. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Washington.
Malaysian police say they want to question three new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat, in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. At a news conference in the Malaysian capital, Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar said the new suspects include Yan Kwang-song, the second secretary in the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur. The other suspects named were Kim Uk-il, who works for the North Korean airline, and a North Korean man identified as Ri Ji-woo, but no other details were given about him. Bakar said the suspects are still in Kuala Lumpur and police will compel them to cooperate if they don't come in voluntarily. Police have also asked Pyongyang to return four other North Korean suspects who are believed to have fled Malaysia to Pyongyang. A navigation error has forced SpaceX to delay its shipment to the International Space Station. SpaceX's supply ship, the Dragon, was less than a mile from the orbiting outpost Wednesday when a problem cropped up in the GPS system. The approach was aborted and the Dragon backed away. NASA says neither the station nor its six-person crew was in any danger. Just a few hours earlier, Russia successfully launched a cargo ship from Kazakhstan, its first since a failed launch in December. SpaceX launched the Dragon capsule Sunday from NASA's historic moon pad in Florida. Everything was going well until the GPS issue.
That's the latest world news from VOA.